动。
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Maggie Lian from National Taiwan University. Today, my talk is about the ocean's hydrochemical responses by Super Typhoon Maggie in the Western North Pacific Ocean and the South China Sea. The motivation of this study is that the biogeochemical response by typhoon is important to carbon cycle and the climate feedback. And due to the strong wind of typhoon, the deeper ocean nutrient can be pumped to surface to enhance primary production. So my work is time to study this biogeochemical responses. Dr. Eileen is my co-author and is also my advisor. An example is given in this paper. Now we can see that before the typhoon, the ocean was warm and a clear SST cooling after typhoon passed. And also we can see after typhoon, a significant enhance of chlorophyll A concentration from 0.1 milligram per cubic meter to almost 10. So let me get to the Maggie case. This is the chlorophyll A concentration and the SST before Maggie. The blue box is the main most intense region. We can see that before the Maggie, the chlorophyll is very low. It's about 0.05. And after Maggie pass, very little biogeochemical response was formed. Compare with before maybe pass and after, the chlorophyll is about 0.1 to 0.5. But when the maybe pass through Philippines and went to the South China Sea, we can see the dramatic change in the South China Sea. The chlorophyll A changes from 0.05 to 0.6. We search a distinct difference. We then examine the precondition of the nutrient. This is the climatological nutrient profile in nitrate concentration in October. The rate, we can see the difference in the location of the nutrient time. In South China Sea, is much shallower. It's typical about 50 meters, and in Western North Pacific Ocean, is more than 100 meters. Then we use the one-dimensional Miller-Yamada mixed model to calculate the missing depths. The bed is the temperature profile, and I force with the peak of the maybe in South China Sea and the Western North Pacific Ocean, and the size and the transition speed is from JWC. We can see both missing depths is about 140 meters, but given the same missing depths, the biogeochemical response is much different because the with the much deeper nutrient time in western North Pacific Ocean is hard to tap the nutrients. And the method is by Lin et al. 2008 Monster Weather Review. And I want to show you the interest finding of the maybe cold wake. And we can see that before the maybe past South China Sea, the temperature, sea surface temperature is about 30 degrees. And after maybe pass, the SSG dropped to about 22.5 degrees. It's about 8 degrees drop. And we can see that the cold wave change from right hand side to left hand side. For the observation part during the actual IOP period, I process chlorophyll A concentration and the SST. Chlorophyll A concentration is from MODIS alcohol satellite. And the SST data is from Qing and TMR, Qing and NCE, and also MODIS IR SST. More detail of the data of our lab will be provided by my colleague, Yan Feikan, later this afternoon. So let me give this a quick conclusion. After the AP passed South China Sea, the chlorophyll A increased from 0.05 milligram per cubic meter to 0.6. And SST dropped about 8 degrees. And the different biogeochemical response from Western North Pacific Ocean and as South China Sea is because the nutrient type difference. That's all. Thank you.